रेड बाय रेशमा तिवारी। India and Kuwait today signed several bilateral agreements in the field of defense cooperation, cultural exchange and sports collaboration. The agreements were signed during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's two-day visit to Kuwait. An important agreement was also signed for Kuwait's inclusion in the International Solar Alliance. During the talks, both sides agreed to elevate the bilateral ties to a strategic partnership. Mr. Modi also held a meeting with Amir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmed Al Jaber Al Sabah, to discuss cooperation in key sectors like pharmaceuticals, IT, fintech, infrastructure and security. The discussions also touched upon Kuwait's Vision 2035 initiatives and the recent successful hosting of the GCC summit. The Amir expressed interest in expanding India's role in Kuwait's development vision, while Mr. Modi extended an invitation for the Amir to visit India, ensuring continued high-level diplomatic engagement between the two nations. After concluding a historic and successful visit to Kuwait, PM Modi has reached New Delhi. Kuwait has bestowed its highest honour, the Order of Mubarak al-Kabir, to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The External Affairs Ministry said this is the 20th international honour given to Prime Minister Modi by a country. The Order of Mubarak al-Kabir is a knighthood order of Kuwait. It is awarded to heads of state and foreign sovereigns and to members of foreign royal families as a sign of friendship. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today laid foundation stone of 13 projects for Tripura worth 668.39 crore rupees. Speaking at a public meeting at the Mazurai Para in Dhalai district of the state, Mr. Shah said the foundation of these projects have shown the government's commitment towards the northeast region. Mr. Shah criticized the former Communist Party government in the state for not addressing the issue of settlement of the Brew community. He said after the BJP-led government came to power in 2018, the settlement of 40,000 people from the Brew community was taken to its logical end. He said the communists called themselves the messiah of the poor, but could not see the pain of the poor from the Brew community. Mr. Shah said the government spent 900 crore rupees to settle the Brew inhabitants in 11 villages in different districts of the state. Union Minister for Power, Housing and Urban Affairs, Manohar Lal, who is on a visit to Kerala, today chaired a review meeting on various power and urban affairs projects being implemented in the state. The meeting, held at Thiruvananthapuram, was attended by Union Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Suresh Gopi, State Minister for Electricity, K. Krishnakutty, and several senior officials. The review meeting evaluated various initiatives being implemented in power and urban affairs sectors in the state. The progress of the central government's various flagship schemes, which include Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban 2.0, Amrit SBM 2.0 and accelerating electric bus deployment were discussed. In a major relief of flyers and air passengers, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has announced the launch of Udaan Yatri Cafe, an eatery outlet at the airport for providing basic essentials like food and water at affordable and reasonable rates. The one-of-its-kind initiative is being launched at Kolkata Airport on a pilot basis, and if it turns successful, it will be replicated at other airports across the country managed by the Airports Authority of India. With the launch of first Udaan Yatri Cafe at Kolkata's Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport, air passengers will have access to essential items like water bottles, tea, coffee and snacks at reasonable prices. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia and several other Gulf countries have imposed an indefinite ban on granting visas to people from at least 30 different cities of Pakistan. This follows an alarming rise in number of cases where Pakistani nationals have been caught begging or being involved in smuggling, drug trafficking, human trafficking and other criminal offences abroad. Gulf countries and cities, especially Dubai and Abu Dhabi, remain the most preferred destinations for millions of Pakistani travellers and job seekers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.